Hey, what's happening, good people? This is your boy, Amar Rashad, and we got Deron. And you know what? We are the Beard Always Wins. It's a movement. It's a lifestyle. And more importantly, it's a podcast, people. Well, we're so grateful and thankful that you all are listening, too. And I know it's been a little while, but listen, we're going to fill you in exactly why we were gone for, what, it's been about 3 weeks to run, I guess?
Give or take
3 weeks. But, you know, life happens. I can just go ahead and tell you, you know, me and my beautiful wife, we celebrated 7 years of marriage. And
congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. We actually went on a cruise, which y'all was kind of weary of because of, you know, the vid, COVID, is still out there. But, you know, the one thing I can say is that, you know, you got to take a COVID test, like, I think within 48 hours before getting on the ship. And, you know, you still wear your mask. But overall, it was a good time. And I will tell everybody who goes on a cruise, no matter where you cruise to, you got to get the balcony. You just don't make sense not to get the balcony. You ever been on a cruise, Ron?
Nah. My elders came over here on a boat, so I'm staying off.
Dang. But nah, it is dang, good Lord. It's peaceful, man. It's like I think we spent more time on the balcony, you know, just sitting down and enjoying each other's company and just, you know, having a conversation on this cruise. So the first time we went on the cruise on our honeymoon, and I got sick, man. I had a little seasickness, got the Dramamine, and had Dramamine this time. Boom, it was good. Ended up going down to the Bahamas. Just had a real good time, man. What you had going on?
Slaving away in school, man, trying to survive the time. handling the anxiety as much as I can. But before we get started, I don't know if I sent y'all a text, but just in case I did, happy belated Father's Day. You know, we bad out here. No matter how people try to twist the statistics talking about black fathers are deadbeats out here, which the data shows that it's not. So all the fathers out there, whether you present or not present, and if you're not present, get present. Every child needs a father.
Yeah, man. In fact, I think your text, probably one of the first texts I got. So, yeah, happy Father's Day. My Father's Day was pretty good. I had a pretty good Father's Day. And I'm having to preach that morning. Good work. Tend to your garden. That was the name of it. And it was just basically said, this is one thing I'll say. And I think we kind of got it wrong as far as, like, when it comes to, like, raising the household. If you believe in the Bible, you read the Bible, it says that God gave Adam the task of tending to the garden, meaning it was his task to take care of the garden, and he gave Eve as a helpmate. So basically what I'm saying is this, man, it's not your wife's responsibility to make sure the house is clean and make sure the kids are fed and all that stuff. That's your responsibility. She's just supposed to help you get to it to make sure that it's done. That's what the sermon was about. I don't really want to go too far in detail with that, but just think about it. You want to be the head of the household, make sure the household running. And like you said, Deron, make sure that you are present in your kid's life. That's the one thing I will say. So let's get on into it, man. Steph Curry wins the championship. He was the MVP. Golden State wins the championship. I wish I would have took that $100 and bet on Golden State in 6. Because I called it. I told Ryan, we was watching the Eastern Conference Finals. I said, yeah, Golden State Warriors in 6. I should have dropped that on FanDuel.
What was the payout?
I don't know. I would have made some money. I would have made.
Yeah, I thought Golden State in 6, but if it would have won 7, I would have had Boston, but Boston was just overmatched, man. I know people give a lot of flack to Jason Tatum, But him and Jaylen Brown, like, I ain't never seen two dudes that, like, that play at their caliber that just seem like a struggle when they dribble and they take, well, Jaylen in particular, he take, like, really difficult shots that make you scratch your head. And Marcus Smart takes some of the dumbest shots at the worst time that I ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's a, I gotta say, I think these, those six games that I watched has probably been the most basketball I watched. Oh, yeah. I can honestly say I probably watched 10 basketball games from start to finish. And six of them happened to be in the finals. And you're right. Like, I just understand how many turnovers did say dude had for the series? 100?
Yeah, he was the first player to have 100 turnovers in a final series. Also, I think, what was the one joint? But, yeah, in the final, in the game six, I think they had, what was it? 21 turnovers?
Yeah. You can't turn the ball over like that. In respect to right. Like, I don't care. Football, basketball, got to protect the ball. Got to protect the ball. Now, I was watching that game in Chicago. And I can honestly say, man, Chicago in the summertime, as long as it's downtown, nice. Really nice, man. Good food. You could, the sightseeing. It was really a really good time. I can't lie to myself. So
you didn't venture over to the west side?
Excuse me. They had no reason to.
Man, you could have went and saw the United Center. Seen the Jordan statue.
Yeah. Yeah, but I ain't had no reason to go over there. I did go.
Enough.
Huh?
And I was going to say, also have your mind blown that not too far away from the Jordan statue is the worldwide headquarters of the Nation of Islam.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a huge, like, it's kind of like a compound, but it's like real huge. Like, you can't miss.
Yeah. The one thing, for this trip, it was a business trip. Everything that we had going on was actually in the hotel. So when we got off work, we just went out, you know, did whatever we had to do. And we had to Uber a lot of places. And that Uber, yeah, it was kind of pricey. I think somebody went over there that actually took a picture. I think that Uber was $50 there, $50 back. Yeah, I wasn't trying to do that. To be honest with you, and
yeah.
I wasn't getting reimbursed for it, so yeah, I decided, nah, I just stay downtown.
Plus, Uber is like ridiculously like overpriced now.
Yeah, I think Lyft is half the price. I think it is. In fact, man, let me tell you what happened. So the price of the Uber from the airport to the hotel is like $80, right?
Damn, what y'all flying to? Did y'all fly into O'Hare or flying to Midway?
O'Hare.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that explains.
Yeah. But one of I guess you say my coworkers, she lands, she comes out, look, I guess she's looking for somebody to do, say, hey, you need a ride? And she was like, yeah. And then so he brings her to the hotel and she was like, are you driving for Uber? He's like, yeah, but my app is broke. They get to the hotel, he charged $300, man.
They gonna say what?
Charge her $300.
He would have had to fight me for that $300.
He would have had to. Would have had to. I was like, yeah, let me go get it. I gotta go to the ATM. It's right here.
Yep.
Would never saw me again. Never.
No, Chicago a dope city. Just gotta be real aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Them boys is out.
Yeah. Not, I'm going to say, for the most part, you stay downtown and you're not by yourself, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. What's on the agenda?
Hip hop is dead. As Drake drops a weed plate of an album. And then classified it as house music.
Yeah, it is house music. I listened to it. I listened to it twice. I don't like it. I don't like house music.
Bro, I will say this about Drake. Drake needs to stop doing songs with 21 Savage because he gets outshined every time.
That was the only song I liked, the one with 21 Savage. I'm not lying. That's the one song I did like. But yeah, what was it? Honestly, Nevermind is the name of the album. Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
I think I forgot about the album just that fast.
Yeah, they ain't got no staying power. Even though people are talking about, like, yo, this going to bang in the club. I'm like, y'all don't dance in the club no more.
Nah, not like. Like, the first time I knew what house music was, like, what's the name? Crystal Waters?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know that was house music. I really didn't know it was house music. Until I went to Virginia. And, you know, Baltimore is right there. And so,
yeah,
you get a good mixture of house and go-go. I enjoyed the go-go music more than I enjoyed the house music. House music kind of reminds me of a rave, I guess, techno. I kind of put it in the same category for me. But yeah, I just did.
But all of that stuff.
Huh?
No, I was going to say all that stuff started. I want to say house music started in Detroit.
I don't know. That, I don't know. But that's my extent of house music. I appreciate it. I just don't like it. But this, huh?
No, I was going to say, I'm living in South Africa for 2 years. You get used to it. Like, when I first moved over there, everybody was like, yo, so how you like the music? I'm like, it all sounds the same.
Yeah.
I'm like,
exactly.
But then after you listen to it for a while, like, you can tell there's a real big difference between, like, house music that you hear, like, at an outdoor festival.
Uh-huh.
And, like, jazz and, like, deep house that you'll hear, like, at, like, a bar or something. Like, it's a dramatic difference in, like, vibe that you get from deep house. Still ain't gonna buy it, though.
Yeah, that's, who else? Beyonce came out, dropped Break My Soul, another house album. I'm still not digging it. I'm sorry, Beehive. I'm a lifelong member of the Beehive. I can honestly say that. Since the days of Destiny Child, she was saying no, 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 no. But Wyclef
Jean. I wish she said no, 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 no to her career. I am anti-Beehive.
Why? Why you don't like Beyonce?
How can I say this without getting death threats? See, I guess you could say her comparison from like when we were just coming up would be like what Mary J. Blige is to like my mom and like her generation and kids born in like the early 60s or whatever.
Yeah.
Mary J. got albums that like still bang to this day.
Yeah, what's the 411?
Outside of that
It's who? Yeah,
My Life.
My Life, yeah.
Outside of it's the same thing that seems to afflict Drake. It's the same thing. As a matter of fact, all these artists, they ain't worried about making a good album. I'm gonna get these singles off, and them singles is what's gonna push the album.
Well, it's always right?
Matter of fact, it's just like how we were just talking about in pre-production. Like, we would buy an album because we heard a song. Like, man, it's gonna ride. Do you get the West Day? Like, hold on. One of the greatest finesse jobs ever was me begging my aunt for like $20 to go buy the Black Moon album because I thought the Gotcha Open remix was up there.
Man.
and all I had to do was go buy the scene.
Yeah.
But I bought the album. I'm like, this ain't it.
That's just like when I told you I bought Smooth the Hustler because Broken Language was on it and they didn't have the single. And I looked at the thing, it was two CDs left. So I'm thinking, yo, let me get this now so, because they ain't going to be here when I come back. Man, they, like I said, they probably only shipped 5 of those albums, and I was one of the 4 people that bought it in Valdosta. Because I promise you, other than Broken Language, I can't tell you another song on that album. Like, I really couldn't. Also, music news, Shauna just dropped Black King, which I think is dope. I think it's better than anything that Beyonce put out right now. And anything, I think it's better than anything on Drake's album. And kind of makes you wonder, like, so in my opinion, Shauna's always been a dope rapper, like, as far as, like, just lyrics and being able to write, but she just didn't have that one song. Like, she had, like, Getting Some Head, but that was more of a, you know, it wasn't the one.
She was trying to get a commercial up there.
Yeah. It wasn't that one, you know, so. But this one here is dope. It's positive. Like, if you looking for something with some substance, yo, check this song out. It even has the dude, Willie Taylor, from Day 26 fame. So, if you get you Day 26 fans out there, go support your boy Willie and Shauna. Black King. I like that album. I like that song. You know, comedians always have beef. You got Monique and D.L. Hewley. And now you got Carmichael taking shots at the GOAT, Dave Chappelle. Let's tackle Monique first. You heard about this? I'm pretty sure you heard.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, so Monique and D.L. Hughley were booked for the same show. I guess the promoter was doing some funny business to make sure they had both of them on the thing. But D.L. Hughley is the headliner. And Monique was told she was the headliner. So Monique goes up. She does her 30 minutes and 25 minutes of it. She's talking about D.L. Hughley. And she's upset. D.L. Hughley comes out. He goes just maybe a minute and 13 seconds to this situation. And, yeah, it moves on, goes with the show. Now, it's been a war of words between D.L. Hughley and Monique. I'm on the side of D.L. Hughley with this one right here.
Any same person is on the side of D.L. Hughley.
Like, go ahead.
She dragged that man's wife into it, man. Like, what's the point in all this?
Like, why do I understand, like, it wasn't DL's fault that it was like that?
The promoter.
Yeah.
Yeah, her beef should have been with the promoter. And not to steal a take that I heard from another podcast I listened to, but In the common denominator of all the tomfoolery that happens in Monique's life, or that happens around Monique, is two central figures, her and her husband.
Yep.
Who she lets run her career. And so that's another case of where, like, everybody coming with paperwork and her paperwork ain't evening up.
Yeah, man. It's sad because, well, I never found her too funny. You know, she a couple of her roles that she played on TV and everything, but that was it. I've never been a big Monique fan. People think she's funny because she's had a long and successful career, but yeah, I know if I had bought that ticket, I wasn't going to see Monique. I was going to see D.L. Hughley, not Monique.
Right.
So, and even
Hey, Ma. Precious was a biography. Is a bar.
Yeah. He hit a lower, but it was good though. That was a good joke. That was a good one. Precious is a biography. Yeah. That man. And did she win an award for that, for Precious?
Won an Oscar.
She won an Oscar, yeah. And now she can't find no work. Now, speaking of this distressed actress, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. The whole thing with the bee, her dog stepped on the bee and all this stuff. What's your thoughts on this case, man?
I didn't pay too much attention to it because I already know what's going to happen. I was like, yo, his story going to come out. And it was a whole bunch of like recordings. I guess he was like, they had cameras or recording devices set up and recording how she was talking, berate this man. He was listening to it. I'm like, people are going to hit on tape and just gonna dismiss it because he is a man. Man don't supposed to take that kind of abuse. They only used to men being like the perpetrator and not the victim. So I knew what was gonna happen. So it is what it is. She got to pay, but even though I think they cap it how much she could pay.
Yeah.
As far as damages or whatnot.
Yeah, and
yo, this girl, no, I'm going not the sidebar, but yo, I'm cruising Twitter right now.
Yeah.
Like she I know everybody ran up to this woman's defense, but she don't do herself no favors. So I guess Sha'Carri Richardson didn't advance to the 100-meter finals for the U.S. trials. So, you know, you go after you leave the track, you go in front of the media and they ask questions. Like, yo, she just sprint right past me.
Wow.
Ducked under an invisible cloak like they weren't going to see her run past and ran straight back to the locker room.
Yeah.
But
that's all like when Barter got beat by Madonna. You know, he just sprinted out the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, Sha'Carri, she came out in the red fishnets, won the 200, came a second in the 100, I think last week. Looks like she was returning to form, but let's just be honest here, right? One of the things she had, Sha'Carri Richardson had that one, she I think she may have peaked at the U.S. trials, at the Olympic trials. Like, it's very possible. No? Maybe?
Yeah, because, I mean, even though you said she won 200, that 200 time wouldn't even qualify as, like, 10th best in the world this year.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, like, at the U.S. trial, at the Olympic trials, she may have peaked. It might just be her best performance. It might not ever get that great, and there's no shame in that. Because was it Shelly Fraser Price?
That's the name. Let's put some shame on it. If you gonna come out here and you gonna pop off and run your mouth like that, you should be out here backing it up. Like I ain't giving.
Wait.
I ain't giving no passes.
No. What I'm saying is no shame. Forget about what she said. Cause I'm with you. If you're gonna talk it like you talk it, like when you know, you bring it like you talk it. That's in the words of Fiend. But what I'm saying is, I think Sha'Carri just the Olympic trials was her best. I think that's the best we're ever gonna see of Sha'Carri Richardson.
She's a modern day Dan and Dave from the '92 Olympics.
Yo, that was the biggest letdown
the rebound
ever. That was 96 Olympics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, it was 92.
Not you sure?
Yeah, it was 92. Because it was the ones in Barcelona.
Yeah. Who didn't make it?
I want to say it was Dave.
Yeah. For the Catholic.
Let me see what it says here. O'Brien failed to qualify for the American Olympic team by missing the pole vault during the Olympic trials in New Orleans.
Yeah. They hyped that up big time. Big time. Wow. Dan and Dave. Y'all gotta Google that one.
That's YouTube Dan and Dave Reebok commercial.
Yeah. they were had you thinking that this is, and I don't even think the other dude won the gold medal, did he?
Let me see.
I think he won. Got the bronze or the silver. He.
They didn't medal, but O'Brien went on to win a gold medal at the '96 Summer Olympics in Atlanta.
The next year, but the that year he didn't even medal, which was
right.
Total hype job.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of hype jobs, question. Do you think, like, who do you think is going to be the bust in this year's draft. They're just overly hyped. I don't know any of these people. So if you ask me, I'll tell you all of them. Except for the dude from
Gonzaga. NBA or NFL?
NBA.
I would give you the safe answer and say my boy Ocho from KU. But shit, oh my bad. Shoot, he ain't even got drafted yet. Damn, CD got drafted before he did. But Banchero, I guess Orlando do need a power four. I still don't see it with the homegrown kid from Gonzaga.
That's
but if anybody be a bust, I got my money on Jabari Smith Jr. from Auburn.
Gotcha. Okay.
Even though he was slated to go number one and fell to number three.
Gotcha. You know what's crazy? The last draft pick that I knew about was Anthony Edwards. He's starting. I guess he's. I'm being serious. I can honestly say that, yo, I know this dude. Maybe because he went to Georgia, but I just knew who he was. He's panning out so far. I mean, it's Minnesota.
Yeah. But if he really want to prosper, he's gonna have to leave. Oh, my boy Ocho did get drafted. He got drafted by Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna play out.
Let me flip it on you. Considering that there was a big recruit that committed to the University of Texas today in Arch Manning. So somebody asked me this question on Twitter. What do you think the ceiling going to be with a Texas team with Arch Manning as their quarterback?
Oh,
because think about it. Quinn. He'll have 1 year of Big 12 football left after Quinn is done in 2 years.
Yeah.
He's going pro. So he'll only have to sit for like, Archer only have to sit for like 1 year. But if his first year starting would be Big 12, his only year in the Big 12. And his second year of starting would be his first year in the SEC. So with that, being armed with that knowledge, what do you think is the ceiling for Texas football with Arch Manning as their starting quarterback?
Considering that their roster hasn't gotten go depending on what they put around him, but he might be what Eli was at Ole Miss.
For real?
I think Eli was that good at Ole Miss.
He was the only positive on that team,
though. He was? I just didn't think Ole Miss was Ole Miss wasn't a good team, and I don't know. He might be Tim Couch. I don't know. But he's in the Sarkisian city. You know, and shout out to Moline. And I'm not trying to throw shade at, you know, but Tim Couch had big numbers, right? But he didn't pan out in the league. I'm really not sure on Arch Manning because he plays that in the private sector. That's what, just like it's crazy. So I was arguing with this dude on Twitter about Gunnar Stockton, and that's what Georgia picked. Yeah, Gunnar Stockton, he signed with Georgia this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and the dude Sam Horn, who signed with Missouri.
Yeah.
Now, I told you that when Collins Hill came to play Lounge, the best player on the field was not Travis Hunter. The best player on the field that night was Sam Horn. I still stand on that to this day. Sam Horn is, if you ask me, I'm willing to take a gamble on Sam Horn more than I am Gunnar Stockton because of the level of football that they're playing at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about Gunnar Stockton is how I feel about Arch Manning. He might be overhyped.
I think Now, saying all that, I do think that that the kids would want to come play with Arch Manning, because I mean, what's the you seen the not YouTube, but the Twitter videos of the kid who go on recruiting trips? He's like, "Yo, I'm at Texas A&M. Still ain't seen no championship trophies in the trophy case."
Yeah.
Jonte Davis. So when Arch when he committed today, he got crystal ball to Texas. So that's to go along with the Niblet kid from Houston. That's a 4-star. Who else on there? They got a 4-star running back from Dallas out of, that played DeSoto. Think about it. They got the Billingsley kid from Alabama at tight end. They still got like another year or two of Xavier Worthy.
What you call that?
Well,
Hall got kicked off the team, didn't he? He left Texas, didn't he?
Who is that?
Hall from Alabama.
Hall. Yeah. He's at Texas, too.
But I saw a report that he left. He was no longer enrolled.
Mm.
I might be wrong.
What was his first name?
I don't know. Uriah, I think. Uriah Hall. I'm not sure. Usually I'm on it, but I'm not sure about.
Oh, you're talking about Ajayi.
Ajayi.
Apparently he took all the Texas stuff off his what's name. So, yeah, I guess he's not going to Texas now.
Yeah. Watch out of Alabama. Watch out of Texas. I don't know. Like, Texas, one of them things is like, is they had that one big year with, they had like three good years with, well, four actually, with Vince. What's his name?
So they had that triumvirate where they had Chris Sims.
Yeah.
And that parlayed into Vince Young, and Vince parlayed into Colt McCoy.
Yeah. But after that, that was it.
Yeah, it's been a lineup of trash. So but they still got one. They got, I mean, this year the Ewers kid,
yeah,
Cannon. He got a cannon of an arm. But he better do something this year, because he only got 1 year of Bijan Robinson to hand the ball off to, because it's going to get ugly if, because I want to say the number one, the kid that I know that Texas fans thought they had a headlock was the 5-star kid that committed to Louisville this past week. Louisville, low key, got 2 5-stars, 3 4-stars in their 2023 class.
Mm. Okay. Also,
that Papa John's money.
Hey, also hometown, you know, he went to the alma mater, TJ Quinn. I think he's playing linebacker now. He was a safety. But he's at Louisville. So shout out to TJ Quinn if you're listening. Yeah, but back to Arch Manning. Like I said, it's really – and you know what's crazy? Here goes the one thing that I hate. Like when they call quarterback game managers. All quarterbacks are game managers. I don't care what you tell
me. All game
managers. So what?
No, I was gonna say all game managers. All system quarterbacks.
Exactly. So I think the Sarkisian system is, you know, you saw what it did for Tua. You saw what it did for who else was there?
Jalen Hurts,
yeah.
Who else was there? Jalen Hurts. To Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones. So that system, you know, has sent three quarterbacks in the first round year after year after year. And like I said, you might have a situation in Texas where you got Ewers going number one, then a couple years later you got Arch Manning going number one. Because he had,
I know one thing. No, go ahead, my bad.
No, I'm just saying because he does have that Manning name, and yeah, I mean, I've seen the film, but it's kind of, like I said, it's just kind of hard for me to gauge where he's truly at, playing at that level. He's clearly the best player on the field every time he steps on it right now. So
I will say, I will say this, though. Just the end of Hudson Card's career at the University of Texas, he was number one. He was a top five quarterback coming out the year that he committed to Texas. And I think they let him play. They let him play two games last year. I'm like, yep, young man, you ain't it.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. I think, who else, what's the dude's name? Anthony Richardson down there in Florida. So let me ask you a question. Over under, do you think Florida wins more than seven games?
I think their win total is 7.5. So, nah. Plus, I don't know if you paid any attention to it, but Florida fans are heated because Billy Napier is not recruiting the way that they thought he would.
Yeah, yeah. Anonymous coach said that he might not last long. But you got Florida. Yeah, you got Florida schedule pulled up.
I can pull it up.
Let's see.
Let's see. Well, this will be next year, which I can't wait. Because it'll be the first time that this will be the farthest west that the University of Florida football team has traveled to play a game that wasn't a bowl game. Is when they go to Salt Lake City to play Utah next in 2024, but Utah comes to them on September 3rd.
Okay,
I think that'll be an L because the Cameron Rising kid and the wide receiver they got kind of back. They kind of nice with it as long as they don't get bullied like they did against Ohio State in the Rose Bowl.
Okay, so we got one.
South Florida.
That might be an L.
Nah, I ain't got no faith. Let me take that back. I went about this wrong. So, Utah is the first game. Yeah. So, we said L there. Then they play Moe's alma mater on September 10th in Florida, in Gainesville.
Might be an L.
South Florida, that'll be a dub because I don't trust Jeff Scott. Even though he got the Bohannon kid from Baylor, and he got, I want to say, two wide receivers from Clemson in a transfer portal.
Yeah.
Then they played Tennessee and Knoxville.
Could be an L.
Yeah. Eastern Washington. Hey, they upset. Eastern Washington beat, was it Oregon or Washington a few years back?
I think it was Washington.
And then got... Then they lost their quarterback to Oregon in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Then they go play Missouri, or Missouri comes to them to play.
That's a win. I guess.
Woo! That's a murderer. And here's the murderer's row. October 15th in Gainesville, they play LSU.
Okay, bit,
that's a toss-up to me.
Toss-up. Okay, yeah.
Then the cocktail game.
That's an L.
Then they go to, actually, I might go watch this. I might go watch this L in person, but, damn, I can't. Because I just bought a three-game package for SMU. But Florida traveling to College Station to play Texas A&M.
That's an L.
Then they play South Carolina at home.
Toss up. I'm going to pick South Carolina.
Then they play. This is Georgia. Come on now. Take the Georgia vibes out of it.
Look.
Then
South Carolina's on the come up. They got Spencer Rattler. They defense solid. Jaheim Bell is going to be a first round draft pick, or at least a second round draft pick.
All right. Then they go to Vanderbilt, and then they finish the season out with a win. A W over Florida State.
So I got certified wins, 4. Eastern Washington. Vanderbilt. Who was the other one I said? South Florida?
Eastern Washington, South Florida, Missouri.
In Missouri, yep. That's 4. The other 8 games on their schedule. Hey, I'm betting the under. I'm taking the under.
I got them at 6-6. I got them at 6-6 with a possibility of being 7-5.
Yeah. So if Florida goes 7-5, how do you rate the season? Is it a, knowing what you know about the team?
I say I'd give them an extra year because I mean, Dan Mullen left them. He left that cover bare because dude hated recruit.
Yeah.
So, yo, you want to know who got a real tough schedule? Damn, we diving into college football.
Already.
Your boy Pittman got a schedule ahead of him.
Man, Arkansas. I'm here for who they got. Let's see. Let's toss it up.
All right. They play Cincinnati at home to open the season.
Oof, Jesus. No Desmond Ridder. They can win that one.
No Jerome Ford.
Yeah. No smoke.
But you give what's Cincinnati's coach, man? You give Luke Fickell an entire offseason of game plan something.
Yeah, but they don't have those lockdown corners that they had.
Don't need them. You ain't got Treylon Burks no more. But they did get the Jordan Hazelwood kid from Atlanta.
Exactly.
They went to Oklahoma.
Yeah, Jadon Hazelwood. So, I don't know. All right. Let's go.
South Carolina comes to town the next week.
Like I said, I think South Carolina is going to give a lot of people hell this year.
Then they play Missouri State at home.
This year, women beat Missouri State.
A game that you should fly out here to watch because they always play at Jerry's World. They play Arkansas.
Arkansas plays A&M.
Texas A&M. Yeah.
They beat them last year, right?
Yeah.
That's a toss up. Okay.
Then let me see. They play Alabama.
That's an L. They're gonna take that L.
Then they play Mississippi State.
They'll beat Mississippi State.
Then they go to BYU.
Oh, I hope every team beat the Mormons.
Damn.
Yeah.
What you got against the Mormons? They knocked on your door one time?
More than a few times. They're nice people, though.
Then to finish out the season, they play, let's see, Auburn, Liberty, LSU, Ole Miss, and Missouri.
So that win, they'll beat Liberty. They'll beat...
They'll beat Auburn.
Auburn. They'll beat Missouri. Man, it's going to be...
I don't think they'll beat Ole Miss.
It's going to be a struggle to get to 7 wins for them.
Yo, that's my surprise. That's my sleeper team in the SEC this year. Again, Ole Miss. Because, I mean, they got the number 2 quarterback from 2 years ago looking for playing time. They got the Jackson Dart kid from USC. They got who I say is the best running back in the country, Zach Evans from TCU. Yeah. They got the best running back in Conference USA from the AAC from SMU. We still making black people named Ulysses.
Hey.
So, they got him because I know he ran, I think, yeah, he did run for over 1,000 last year.
Hey, I'm just saying. Okay, so how confident would you say, would you, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you had to pick Ole Miss to come out of the West, what would you give them? Their chances of coming out of the West?
Does Nick Saban having a stroke or... Or is he having a heart attack?
Well, at the same time, you got to think, though, they don't have to beat Alabama to come out of the West. Like they could theoretically lose to Alabama, and they're going to need help. Like, I think Alabama come out of the West. But I would give them a 40% chance of them winning the West.
I'd give them 33.3.
All right. You got them.
A conscious chance.
But I would give them about 40-45% chance of winning the West. Alabama, every so often, loses their game they shouldn't lose to. They shouldn't lose.
I know one thing. Let me see. I think they come out here this year. No. October 8th, 2022, possibly at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, will be appointment viewing, because that's when Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban will meet at midfield at Bryant Denny Stadium, and I can guarantee that game is already sold out.
Gotcha. All right. Let's look at SC-USC schedule. I had a prediction. I was talking to somebody. I said, I think SC will be in the college playoffs. But I have no idea what their schedule is. Other than I know they play Utah and Oregon.
All right. Damn, this thing played out real easy for them. Game one will be a win. That's against Rice. I don't like what I've seen with his team last year, and I doubt it'll get better this year, but they play Stanford next week.
Yeah.
Then they play Fresno State, who I think did they bring everybody back but the coach? Because I know their head coach went to Washington to take over. I think they'll face a challenge at Oregon State on the 24th of September.
You said at Oregon State?
Yeah.
Well, this is what I say. It depends what happens when they play Fresno.
Yeah.
Because Fresno tends to play USC tough every year. So.
Yeah, that is true. Okay. Maybe the toughest game on this schedule that I've seen. Let me see. Oregon State, Arizona, at home for Arizona State, Washington State. They travel to Utah, which will probably be a Pac-12 after dark game. Here's the trap game. They play Utah on October 15th. Oh, never mind. That's not a trap game because they got a bye week in between. I was going to say, then they play Arizona. Who low-key got a top-ranked recruiting class. Then they play Cal at home, Colorado at home. UCLA, you might as well say that's at home. And the last game of the year is probably going to be their toughest game. It's going to be Marcus Freeman and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
So, they could very well go undefeated.
I see two losses.
Utah
and Notre Dame.
The bubble.
And if they lose the Notre Dame game, that's going to be the one that's going to knock them out of the playoff.
Yeah. But, hey, maybe not. Who else? Let's see. Is this the year that your boy gets fired from Penn State?
No, James Franklin?
Yeah, let's look at their schedule.
Hell no. You know how much that buyout is if he gets fired? He just signed a 10-year contract.
Well, dang, never mind.
he ain't getting fired. No time. They're going to have to dig deep into the grave with Joe Paterno to fire him.
Okay. Well, I guess I was wrong. I was wrong about that.
They do travel down to Auburn this year, though.
They gonna beat Auburn.
So here go their toughest game. I think that Purdue game coming out the gate gonna be tough for them. Auburn 2 weeks after that, then they go to Michigan on the 15th of October. For whatever reason, here go their tough game. So 15 October, they play at Michigan. 22 mm-hmm. October, they play at home against Minnesota, who for some reason always play them tough. And then on the 29th, they play at home, which I don't think, that's not going to be a whiteout game either. But they play Ohio State.
Mm. Yeah.
And then they finish up the year against Michigan State.
They could very well end the year with five losses in a row. Easily.
I won't go that far. Because, I mean, think about it. Their last five games is Ohio State, Indiana, Maryland, Rutgers, Michigan State.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought they was.
Yeah.
If
you lose to Mike Locksley and Maryland, you might as well just quit.
Maryland surprised some people. Didn't they beat them last year?
Nope. That was Rutgers that beat.
Rutgers.
Rutgers did beat me. But the year before that in the COVID season, Indiana beat me.
Okay. And that's what had people picking Indiana this year to make some noise. Well, last year to make some noise, but they didn't. They played a lot of people close. They didn't get blown out, yeah. I don't think, but
Yeah, when you flying down for the Jackson State FAMU game?
I'll be leaving that Friday, the 2nd.
Oh, you might as well go see Bethune Cookman get thrashed at Miami. Saturday.
I don't want to see the bloodbath.
I'm pretty sure you can find a $5 ticket.
It's gonna be over before time. Matter of fact, let's look at Miami. Let's look at Miami's schedule, because Miami, do they challenge Clemson?
Oh yeah, there's a season for them to make it to the. Even though I think they play Clemson this year in the regular season. Let me do something real quick. So, like, week one, I got big games for me that I know I'll be watching. Cincinnati, Arkansas, Oregon, Georgia. Who else we got? I know this bad podcast. Utah, Florida.
That's all week one?
Notre Dame. Yep, Notre Dame, Ohio State.
Oh, man. Why am I in Miami on this Saturday? I know why.
Florida State, LSU, in New Orleans, and Clemson, Georgia Tech that Monday night.
Okay. I don't care about Clemson, Georgia Tech.
I'm a quasi Jeff Sims fan, even though Jeff made me proud one game.
Yeah.
When he went to Texas and he beat Florida State.
Okay. I got you.
All right, here go Miami schedule though. Bethune-Cookman, Southern Miss, September 17th, they travel to Texas A&M. Middle Tennessee State, North Carolina, travel to Virginia Tech. Duke, travel to Virginia. Florida State, travel to Atlanta for Georgia Tech, travel to Clemson. And finish the season out with Pitt. It's between them and Pitt.
Yeah. So how like you know, so
I hate to bring this up, but your boy JT Daniels is gonna be the revenge tour.
At West Virginia?
At Pitt. I thought he was at Pitt.
No, he at West Virginia.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah.
Who the hell transferred to Pitt?
I don't know. He at West Virginia though. That's what JT won. JT Daniels won. So, are you saying 9-3 or 11-1?
Oh, I got. At worst, this is how high I got it for Miami this year. And you know, this burned my soul to say. At worst, 10-2. At best, 11-1.
That's why I'm at with it. Disaster season is 9-3. That's how I feel.
As long as they don't, I take that back. It was Keaton Slovis, the other USC quarterback that transferred to Pitt.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, as long as they don't lose to Florida State this year, because I want that to fail to the highest proportions this year. Even though that schedule made for them to win 8 games.
Easily.
I'm talking about Florida State. They got an eight win schedule. They opened a year against Duquesne. I'm like, who the hell is Duquesne?
Who?
Duquesne.
Okay, that's gotta be FCS.
Yeah. They play the next week in New Orleans. Then they play the next week at the Superdome in New Orleans against LSU, which I don't understand why. Florida State going to New Orleans to play LSU this year, and then they go to Orlando to play each other next year.
I don't know. But, hey, quick question. We got like 6 minutes left. As far as – now, this is what I said, right? And I might be wrong. Jumping to the pros here. Buffalo win the Super Bowl. Not saying they're going to win it, but the Bills make it to the Super Bowl. This year.
Are you saying that because they drafted James Cook?
No. I've been high on the Bills. The Bills, I like watching the Bills play.
I wouldn't disagree with it. This is the year that I think that, put it like this, if Josh Allen is anywhere in the MVP conversation, the Bills don't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, win or make it?
They'll make it to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I told my son AJ, I said, Bills in the Super Bowl this year. He like, for real? I said, yeah. I said, I would take $20, go on FanDuel or whatever, and bet $20 that the Bills are going to make this, going to go to the Super Bowl. Not saying they're going to win.
You know how many white people from Buffalo are going to jump through tables if they make it to the Super Bowl?
I'm here for the Hardy Boys tribes. Speaking of Hardy Boys, I think Jeff Hardy just got arrested not too long ago. excuse me. But yeah, man. Sasha Banks got released from WWE, Snoop Dogg's cousin, for walking out.
Man, what'd she do?
She walked out.
Oh, yeah, she did walk out.
Yeah. Yeah, she walked out, man.
Which is funny considering all of that stuff that your boy Vince is going through right now.
Yeah. Which is, hey, you know. But what did he do? He just paid the girl hush money, right?
Yeah, he was, so the big thing, long story short, was basically like, he was just using her as like a sex toy. Like, he was having an extramarital affair with her. And then once, I guess, he was done with her, he paid her some hush money and passed off to, one of the Road Warriors.
You know, both Road Warriors did. But John Laurinaitis, though.
Yeah,
that was the one that
passed her off to her. Okay. Passed her off to him.
Yeah. And then they gave her a raise, right? Like $100,000 raise?
That, and I think she got $1.3 million to shut up.
Mm. Well.
Hey, so let me go on. Count me down. 60 seconds is the most I can talk. Hey, so y'all know I get on here and I talk about vote. Hey, elections come in November. Don't let the distraction of Stacey Abrams saying that police officers need to get paid more on salary today throw you off and make you mad to sit at home. Make sure you go on ballotpedia.com to look up who is actually voting, because next thing you know, you about us to end up, or anywhere that you listen at, end up like the city of Miami, where they found out that they got a ton of Proud Boys and white supremacist members in a local city council. And whatever y'all do, y'all got to save the state of Georgia from the two of University of Georgia's worst graduates ever, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Herschel Walker. That's all I got.
Okay. you know what? I forgot about Herschel Walker, but you know what? I want Mo to come on to talk about
it. Your boy say the United States has 52 states.
52.
And how many kids... And how many kids that came out the woodwork? Is it four now?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do better,
Georgia. Do better.
Yeah, do better. And you know what? And your people, we're gonna do better. And we will be back here next week. And hopefully Mo returns, and we can talk about Kentucky. I don't want to talk about Kentucky's schedule without Mo being here. So, with that being said, go and see Lightyear. One of the best movies I've seen. Lightyear. The Buzz
even
Lightyear.
Even with that one scene that everybody up in arms about?
It's so small. Nobody, you barely even notice. I don't even know what scene they're talking about.
Like, okay. You saying Top Gun yet?
Top Gun was good.
Damn, I need to go see it. Yeah. Oh yeah. If you got Apple TV, watch Severance. Trust me, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah. All right. So with that being said, it's so much we didn't talk about. But anyway, it took a little while. It took us a little while to get this one going, but it's all right. I didn't even get to talk about my COVID scare. Share that one next
week. We heard your call.
Dude, straight. I've touched my brain like 3 times in the last 3 weeks. And every time, negative. But what's positive is this podcast. So listen, we're back. Thanks for subscribing. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, all those good places, Facebook. And just remember, the beard always wins. It's moving, it's a lifestyle, it's a podcast. What else we say, Deron?
Vote for Marcus Flowers. Go Vikings.
Go Vikings. Peace.